The information provided on The Forever Young Show by its host or sponsors is for educational and personal alternatives. Statements have not been established by the Food and Drug Administration. They are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to The Forever Young Radio Show. Over the past two decades, we have had the opportunity to serve and help so many listeners. We do that by bringing on respected educators in all fields of health and wellness. We pride ourselves on keeping consumers in the know about our ever-changing healthcare system and ways to support the body. Each week, with the help of our special guests and experts, we have one goal in mind, and that's to ensure every listener has the most up-to-date information on ways to support all aspects of health. Now, here's your host.
Hello, everyone. So glad you could join us today right here on Forever Young. Whether you caught us on the traditional radio dial, Sirius XM, or any of our wonderful podcast platforms, welcome to the show. We've been here for about 26 years, and we show up each and every week with the hopes to inform and educate every listener on healthier lifestyle options and good quality science-based information. If you'd like to learn more about the show, that is foreveryoungradio.com. There you can listen to past shows. I think we have about 500 podcast episodes, and also read fantastic articles from A to Z. We posted a new one this week all about our topic today, which I'm really excited to share with you guys. We have a great show planned. We're going to cover the benefits of not only mushrooms, but we're going to highlight something that people are starting to learn about, even though it's been around for quite some time, and that is ergotheanine. And again, you're probably hearing it as ergo what? And so we're going to spend some good time today to learn more about understanding this ergotheanine. So make sure you go and check that out. In order to be able to cover this big topic, we have invited on a very special guest, a return guest, Chief Medical Herbalist Lee Carroll from the Real Mushroom Science and Medical Team. Lee is a leading medical herbalist, innovator, speaker, educator, and mentor with over 30 years experience in the herbal industry. 20 years he spent teaching herbal medicine to healthcare professionals and 9 years in private practice. He joined us about 4 or 5 weeks ago. So if it's the first time you're hearing anything when highlighting functional mushrooms, please go and do yourself a favor and go and listen to that past show. As an educator, Lee has helped and guided thousands of healthcare professionals to achieve mastery of the practice of Western herbal medicine. Lee, thank you so much for agreeing to join me today. This is a very big topic, and I'm grateful to have you with us.
Thanks, Kelly. It's really great to be here.
Really grateful to have you back on to discuss ergotheanine, because it's a big topic, and we laughed about it on the last show, but I am so excited to cover it today.
Yeah, me too. It's been fascinating me for a few years now.
Yeah, definitely. And your brain's big enough to be able to learn all about it and share with the listeners. So I'm really excited to have you with us. Perhaps we could set the stage a little bit about the conversation we're going to be having today. Would you mind just sharing what is ergotheanine?
Sure. Well, that's a great place to start. Ergotheanine, it's a derivative of an amino acid. It's a modified amino acid. And it acts in the body like a thiol, which is like a glutathione. And glutathione is our kind of cellular kind of protector molecule that looks after all of our cellular stress. So ergotheanine is this really rare molecule. The human body doesn't make any structures like it. Our body's designed to need it. So it's kind of like a vitamin. Just like vitamin C, our bodies can't make that. We need to consume it. So ergo needs to be consumed, and there are transporters to bring this molecule into the body. So they're expressed in the gastrointestinal tract, and all of the cells in our body express these little doorways that allow the ergotheanine in, but those doorways don't allow it out. So once it gets in, it can't get out. And our biology is designed around the need for this molecule to be an important member of the kind of cellular protective team that look after the smooth running of the essence of, you know, what we are. All of our individual cells collectively, you know, produce us as humans. So each one of those cells needs to be maintained in a healthy kind of state. And ergotheanine is a really important member of that team. When it's low, it produces, situations where the body becomes unhealthy, and later on in the segment, we can talk about, you know, specific issues around that. But it's not technically a vitamin because it doesn't have deficiency diseases associated with it. But if you have low levels of it, as you get older, you get much more chronic illness.
Yeah, which as we age, we're trying to avoid that as much as possible because everything starts to dip down a little bit during that aging process, where whether it be hormones or we just, you know, we call it the Iustas. I used to be able to run a mile under 6 minutes. I can't anymore. You know what I mean? So it's just a part of that aging process, and all these great things, if we're keeping proper levels, just gives us a greater chance to be able to enjoy, you know, our life as we're aging with our family and friends and all that. So again, when we come back, I'm going to ask you about different things going on, what else you've learned, you know, environmental stressors and stuff like that, that so many people are dealing with. And if Ergo has a place in that. So listeners, stay with us. If you'd like to learn more about our fantastic guest, Lee Carroll, you could do so by going to realmushrooms.com, or you can also go to our weekly highlight page at foreveryoungradio.com. We'll be right back after the break.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes. The number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Fermented nutrition is vital to our well-being, but often missing from our daily diet. Introducing Kimchi One by Brightcore Nutrition. Kimchi One harnesses the power of kimchi, the most nutrient-dense fermented food on the planet. High in vitamins A, B, C, and K, fiber, calcium, phosphorus, folate, and unique probiotics found only in kimchi. Kimchi has been shown to improve gut health, mood, focus, and memory, hair growth, thicker, healthier, and reverse hair loss, quality and appearance of skin. Kimchi is exploding in the health world as a leading anti-aging superfood. When kimchi was introduced to human cells in a test tube, it actually slowed the aging process. Now you can get all the benefits of kimchi in convenient capsule form with Kimchi One. Call now at 888-958-5331 or learn more online at trykimchinow.com. That's trykimchinow.com.
Being joined by a fan favorite, Lee Carroll from Real Mushrooms, being taken to class and learning a little bit more on ergotheanine, which we're hearing a lot about, whether it be in publications, in studies, or just out there in the world, which I'm so glad we are, Lee, because this ergotheanine has real power to be able to help so many people out there. And how would you describe what ergo does in the body? Is ergotheanine an antioxidant, or is it looked at differently?
Yeah, Kelly, this is a really crucial point to understand, because the idea that antioxidants, single-use antioxidants, can prevent disease hasn't ever been proven. You know, it's been this kind of holy grail. And the thing with ergotheanine is that it's a natural part of all mammalian evolution. So we're actually evolutionarily designed to need this stuff. And it has a very unique way of operating. So as I was saying earlier, ergotheanine gets taken into the cells in the body. But ergotheanine's got this unique chemical characteristic where it can exist in two chemical forms. And the switch that allows ergotheanine to go from one form to the other form is the level of stress within the cell. And if you think of a cell as, you know, just say like an egg, you know, and in the inside the shell of the egg, you've got all of the constituents. So in there is where the ergotheanine is going to be. And when there's cellular stress, you know, say you've had too much sugar and there's elevated levels of glucose, then that's kind of stressful. So when there's stress in a cell, it changes the pH, and the pH lowers a tiny bit. And it's the pH, it's the acidity in the cell that allows the ergotheanine to switch from being benign to becoming antioxidant. So because of that feature, it only gets turned on to being an antioxidant when the cell actually needs it. And remember, this is happening in every cell of the body. So it's sitting there as like a backup defense for when the body needs extra support, because the main line of cellular defense is glutathione.
Yeah.
Cool. It's a little bit complicated, but
it's pretty cool though, you know, to be able to get into each and every cell. Because does that mean, Lee, that it's crossing the blood-brain barrier as well? Is that, does it have the, does ergo have the power to do that?
Yeah, it has the power to cross the blood-brain barrier. So understanding that it's got those unique properties to act as an antioxidant, cytoprotective, and that its primary job is looking after the water-soluble proteins in cells. So all of the molecular machines and motors and transporters that make that complex kind of cellular environment work all get the benefit of that. But any particular type of stress, ergotheanine is a very broad-based cytoprotective and antioxidant. So it can deal with whatever gets coughed up, you know, in a unique cellular setting. So in terms of cognitive function, you know, the ergotheanine gets across the blood-brain barrier, and there's transporters in many of the cells in the brain, and neurons need a certain amount of ergotheanine to manage that stress.
That it even can support normal liver function and the body's natural detoxification process. Now, that's big, because you have so many people in the U.S. walking around with non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, or just taking a number of medications that, you know, is great for what they're dealing with, mitigating that situation. But again, that can also make the liver's job a little bit harder when it's having to already do so many tasks.
Yeah, it's true, Kelly. But when you look at the research, ergotheanine plays a role in any tissues in the body that experience stress. So some tissues experience more stress than others naturally, just because of, say, their position in the body, like the skin and the eyes are exposed to the air and oxygen. So they experience different levels of stress. But anywhere in the body that can experience stress, the cardiovascular system, the neurological system, the liver, are all places where ergotheanine plays an important role. So you could consider it a longevity vitamin, because when you have less of it, you don't live as long. And as we were saying earlier, you develop all of these types of diseases. So you're more likely to get liver disease, you're more likely to get cardiovascular disease, you're more likely to get cognitive decline and Alzheimer's, for example.
Yeah. And those are all things, like I stated, we're trying to avoid. And take care of ourselves. Yeah, prevention is the best manner to go into a way when you're looking at something you're going to have to deal with. So, you know, it's interesting. I think about glutathione and how we do produce that within the body. Now, when we talk about ergotheanine, I heard you mention that we don't produce that in the body. Can we talk a little bit more about that?
Yeah, so it's kind of like a vitamin in that sense, or it's an essential amino acid where, you know, we need to ingest it as a nutrient. And the primary source of ergotheanine comes from the fungal world, and mushrooms that we eat are the primary source. There's fungi in the soil, and the plants can take a little bit of ergotheanine up from those fungi, but the amount of ergotheanine we get in our diet from eating plants, one or two orders of magnitude less than what we get from mushrooms. I strongly believe, based on my research, that, you know, humans are evolutionarily designed, not just from the point of view of ergotheanine, but, you know, beta-glucans and a couple of other aspects, to consume mushrooms as a daily part of our diet. And when you look at the population data, countries that have got higher average levels of ergotheanine intake have longer lives and they have less disease processes than countries that have lower levels. And unfortunately, the US is at the low end of the spectrum in terms of ergotheanine intake.
Yeah, that's not good. And you wonder if it's because they're eating more processed foods. They're not, you know, really paying a lot of mind what they're putting into their body. And then they'll get their blood work done and see that they have an issue. And then they're ready to accept things like it, even incorporating more mushrooms into their day to day, you know. And I'll tell you, since we talked last, I have become like the culinary queen. I'm trying find different ones to incorporate throughout our meals and with different foods and balancing fat with it. And I'll tell you, it's been really fun to figure out new recipes and incorporate things like that.
Yeah, well, that's the way to do it.
Yeah, and then I still supplement with real mushrooms formulas to kind of bridge the gap because I'm having a lot of stress and, you know, different things going on in the world like we're all dealing with. So I think that's a great way.
And that's what I recommend because you can't eat mushrooms at the frequency that you really need because of all of the issues. People don't cook as much, you know, there's all sorts of reasons. So having a supplement on a regular basis as well as having food-based, you know, mushrooms is really the way to go.
Lee, I know you mentioned a few things, but what mushrooms contain the highest ergo values?
The oyster mushroom really stands out as one of the number one mushrooms that's the most easily available that gives the highest kind of ergotheanine value.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know porcini as well had a good amount of value.
Interesting that the porcini is like number one. And I've looked at the research around archaeology and they scrape the calculus off specimens from teeth and look at what people have been eating. And in Spain, you know, 16,000 years ago, our early ancestors were consuming huge amounts of porcini mushroom. So it wasn't just a food, but it was delivering this vital nutrient. But porcini is quite an expensive mushroom. And it's got a particularly unique flavor, which makes it suitable for you know, some dishes, but not all dishes. Mm-hmm. So the yellow oyster is kind of like the next in line for the highest amounts. And then the king oyster and then the regular oyster mushroom are coming down in terms of numbers. And I could quote figures, but they vary depending on samples and strains and things. So yellow oyster mushrooms can get up to like 10 milligrams per gram of dried mushroom, which is really incredibly high. But yeah. Lion's mane is well known as a cognitive mushroom. And part of the way that works is because it's got about a milligram per gram of ergotheanine. And ergotheanine is vital for the aging brain. Maitake's got good levels. Shiitake's got good levels. And then just the regular agaricus species, so the button mushrooms or the portobellos, they're kind of low to moderate, but if you eat enough of them, you're going to get good levels. You just have to be thinking about having, you know, 3 or 4 ounces of those in a meal, whereas right. with the other mushrooms, you don't need to have quite as much. And reducing the dose makes it a lot easier for the patient.
Absolutely. And great information. Thank you for that, Lee. And we're going to run out to a break real quick, but listeners, stay with us when we come back. About what he shared with us a few minutes ago and the countries that have the highest intake of ergo. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Let's take a moment to dive into the abundant ways that functional mushrooms can help support your health, vitality, and longevity. Tap into the immune-supporting powers of reishi, referred to in traditional Chinese medicine as the mushroom of immortality. Boost cognitive health with the mighty lion's mane. Use tremella for glowing skin and hair, or try cordyceps to kick your energy and stamina up a notch. Real Mushrooms is backed by over 50 years of mushroom growing experience. Their mushroom extracts are produced from 100% organic mushrooms with verified levels of the important beta-glucans and no grain fillers. With a commitment to transparency and quality that has garnered more than 20,000 five-star reviews, as well as support from over 2,000 health practitioners who trust Real Mushrooms' level of quality with their patients. Unearth nature's best-kept secrets for multifunctional benefits. Visit realmushrooms.com. Use the code FOREVER30 to receive 30% off your first purchase with Real Mushrooms.
Has your digestive health been striking out due to poor food choices, medications, stress, and other lifestyle issues? This season, hit a home run for your digestive health with Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is a live probiotic encapsulated in small, easy-to-swallow capsules that delivers Dr. O'Hara's signature blend of pre, pro, and postbiotics. Dr. O'Hara's award-winning formula contains a prebiotic blend of fruits and vegetables, which are naturally fermented with 13 strains of live probiotic bacteria for a minimum of 3 years. The result? Dr. O'Hara's game-changing postbiotic metabolites, which are key to supporting long-term digestive, immune, and cognitive function. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, an all-star formulation and the best probiotic on the market today for overall digestive health and wellness. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at fine health retailers nationwide and online.
Have you ever wondered whether you're getting enough omega-3s? At Orlo, we're so confident you'll see results with our better-absorbed bioactive omega-3s. We're footing the bill to prove it with third-party test results. Orlo's Tested by You limited edition program is a first-of-its-kind initiative to help track your omega-3 progress before and after supplementation. Tested by You subscribers will receive 2 third-party tests with their first 6-month subscription, an additional value worth $100. You'll receive 1 test with your first shipment to establish your pre-Orlo baseline, and 1 after your 4th month to show improvement over time. Visit OrloNutrition.com, that's OrloNutrition.com, and get your Tested by You subscription today. While subscribers receive 15% off every day, listeners of this show will receive an exclusive discount with the code TESTFOREVER, all uppercase. Learn more at OrloNutrition.com, that's OrloNutrition.com.
Welcome back, listeners. Again, having a wonderful conversation about ergotheanine with Lee Carroll of Real Mushrooms. And I'll tell you, if you'd like to read a really great article focused on a lot of what we're talking about today, you can go ahead and do that over at realmushrooms.com. Underneath their learning section, there's a blog. Dr. Silver went ahead. He's been on the show before. He put out a great article. Please go and check that out when you have some time. And again, we've shared that on foreveryoungradio.com. So feel free to read that on our article section if you can't remember how to get to realmushrooms.com. Maybe you're working out and not at a computer. We will leave that up for a number of weeks. Now, Lee, it's interesting. I heard you speak about how the U.S. wasn't doing so great when it comes to their ergo levels. And there were some countries that were at the top there. Would you like to share that with us?
Sure. Japan and Italy kind of are the top of the pops. Japan's on average about 6.6 milligrams a day, and Italy's about 4.6 milligrams per day. And then coming down the ladder, you've got France and Ireland and Finland, and then you've got the US at the bottom, which is approximately 1.1 milligrams a day. So that reflects low mushroom intake. It reflects low vegetable intake. It also reflects agricultural practices. So the highly intensive modern farming practices disrupt the fungi in the soil. So the plants that are grown in kind of massive monocultures don't take up as much ergotheanine as places like in Italy, where they don't have, there's a lot more, you know, kind of smaller scale and a lot more locally produced stuff.
Right. And I still can't get over the fact that ergo levels decline with age and can be associated with cognitive decline. And I think those are some of the first things we start to see as we're aging a little bit is, goodness, where did I park my car? Why did I call my kid the other three kids' names, you know, like just little things like that. But again, with some of the human studies, it really has identified that the ergo levels in the blood really, as they decline with age, as you mentioned, can set you up for some unwanted issues. So maybe we could share with the listeners more about that so they understand the importance. Lee, what are we really looking at? You know, what are the health outcomes of low ergo intake or when blood levels of ergo are just too low?
Good place to go, Kelly. We're not the science isn't really sure what's going on with the low levels with aging, whether there's issues with the transport, whether there's issues with the consumption of it as our oxidative stress kind of increases with certain ages. So without full knowledge of exactly what's going on, it just makes a lot of sense to take more ergotheanine. And there's quite compelling research now to suggest that low levels of ergotheanine are associated with quite a long list of human diseases. So we can't say that the ergo causes it, but because those research studies haven't been done yet. But I'll just read off the list here that I've produced. If you have low levels of ergo, then your life expectancy is reduced. And no humans are going to volunteer for these studies, but, you know, rats or mice don't have a choice. And rats or mice that are given ergotheanine daily live about 30% longer than their non-ergo friends, and they get a lot less disease. So there's good kind of animal studies. Humans that are frail when they're older have low levels of ergotheanine compared to their healthy counterparts. And then there's the cognitive impairment that we talked about. But when we talk about dementia, that's just a general term to describe a number of different processes. So Alzheimer's and Parkinson's diseases are types of dementia. And there's a type of vascular dementia where the vascular system gets involved. So low levels of ergotheanine are associated with all of those. Low levels of ergo are associated with cardiovascular disease, chronic renal disease, significantly associated more than all of the other ones with macular degeneration. And also, curiously, in women, preeclampsia, ergotheanine is a very important player in protecting the placenta against oxidative stress, and it reduces maternal gestational diabetes as well. So that's the kind of generally accepted scientific list. If you go outside those boundaries and start looking at animal studies, et cetera, the list is like five times longer than that.
Jeez. Well, I'm sure we'll be having a different conversation in about 2 years. I think there'll be a lot more studies. You know, it's like watching the evolution of the microbiome, you know, how where it is now compared to where it was 20 years ago. You've been in practice for years.
Yeah, and it's changed enormously. Yeah.
Yeah, and I hope the same for ergo and for people adding in these really great things into their day-to-day when we're talking about mushrooms in a whole. But let's talk about safety, because we are that's something that we like to highlight on the show. It's a big question that we get. Let's talk about the safety protocols that surround ergo.
Sure. Let's start this conversation with the fact that there aren't yet a large population of clinical trials to support these ideas, and that will happen. We're kind of on the cusp of that. And there aren't medical tests that you can go to your conventional, you know, kind of practitioner or healthcare professional and have your blood tested. So those two things are kind of impediments to getting, you know, people on board, I think. But in terms of safety, the research has been done in this area, and ergotheanine is incredibly safe. When we look at the dosages, in animal studies, the safe kind of upper limit of ergotheanine is around 9,000 milligrams a day, equivalent for a human dose. And, you know, we're recommending maybe 5, 10, 20, 30 milligrams a day, you know, to help support someone's health. So in the European Union, it's approved for use for infants, children, adults, and including women that are pregnant and breastfeeding if it comes from a mushroom source. And in the US, it's generally recognized as safe. It's got grass status at 5 milligrams a day. So no one needs to be concerned at all about the safety of this molecule. It's not possible to overdose on it. And unlike other antioxidants like vitamin C and uric acid, et cetera, or vitamin E, it can never become a pro-oxidant when it's high in the body because of that unique mechanism I mentioned earlier. It only does its thing when there's a stressful situation. It isn't active constantly, which is the problem with those other ones I just mentioned.
Yeah, it's like having your own bodyguard. You know, they only show up when there's a problem, you know, but you don't see them otherwise, which is great because it's like they're quietly going to work to put out that situation and to help manage it. And then the rest of the body, I would think, would be in better homeostasis because it's not constantly worried about an invader or something going on within that cell.
Yeah, it's a good analogy, the bodyguard. You don't want your bodyguard inappropriately jumping in to save you from eating a piece of toast or working on the treadmill. Like, you only want the bodyguard to do their bodyguard thing when they really need it. Otherwise, you get too many false alarms and it doesn't work.
Yes, absolutely. So again, I think when we come back from the break, it'd be great to be able to talk about the best way about adding an ergo into your routine and working it into your daily activities of eating and even supplementation. I think that will be a good way to go with it. Before we go to that break, though, Lee, I just wanted to ask you, since you see so many health practitioners out in the world that you're still in clinic, have you seen anything that you could share with us that maybe a patient wasn't using functional mushrooms or getting any ergo in, and then all of a sudden they were supplementing or eating more and they were feeling better? Can you share anything on that?
I don't have any anecdotes specifically with ergotheanine because my use of that in clinic is relatively new, but there's just an endless list of stories where, say, lion's mane, for example, you know, an elderly patient can start taking a lion's mane mushroom, like a whole mushroom extract, like a one-to-one style extract at 2 or 3 grams a day. And over the course of a few months, there's significant improvements in their cognitive function. I get that reported all the time. And it's not just the secondary metabolites in something like lion's mane. The ergotheanine is significantly active in those conditions. Wow. If you come back and ask me that question in a few months, I'll have more data. Ergotheanine is not approved for use in Australia, so I bring mine in from the US, and I've only just started doing that recently.
That's awesome. And I know that I will hear more stories from you. It's like, what a blessing to the people that you're helping there to be able to incorporate this in. So again, listeners, you can go to realmushrooms.com. You can read more about Lee. You can check out what we've been covering. There's a lot of great education in the blog. And stay with us because Real Mushrooms is such a great partner in health. They've given us a special code for anybody who wants to try any of their wonderful formulations. Feel free to check it out. I'll give you the code now, but we'll talk a little bit more about it when we come back. That code is FOREVER30. That's FOREVER30. And you get 30% off anything you order at realmushrooms.com. Stick with us when we come back. More on your health.
Are you ready to take the leap towards optimal health using one of the oldest tools in the book of functional foods? It's not a plant. It's not an animal. It's something in between. It's the humble mushroom. Why mushrooms, you ask? Well, certain types of mushrooms have been used for centuries in traditional medicine practices around the world. They are packed with essential nutrients and unique compounds that support immune function, improve mental clarity, promote heart health, and increase energy levels. Real Mushrooms is trusted by thousands of health practitioners and happy repeat customers for providing high-quality mushroom supplements that can help boost your overall health and longevity. Each batch of mushrooms undergoes rigorous testing for purity and potency. All mushrooms are extracted to ensure all beneficial compounds are preserved in their natural form. Visit realmushrooms.com and start experiencing the incredible benefits of these premium mushroom supplements. Use code FOREVER30 at checkout for 30% off your first purchase at realmushrooms.com. That's FOREVER30 for 30% off your first purchase today.
Are you looking to support your cardiovascular and metabolic health? Emerald Labs Bergamot Plus is a synergistic blend of polyphenols, flavonoids, and antioxidants. This synergistic blend also contains clinically tested Bergavit 40, pomegranate extract, Camu Camu, and amla extract to help support cardiovascular and metabolic health. Enriched with the clinically proven extract Bergavit 40, which is derived from citrus bergamot, this innovative formula offers a holistic approach to heart health. Bergamot Plus supports cholesterol levels, antioxidant defenses, arterial flexibility, and encourages metabolic vitality. Bergavit 40 has been shown in studies to help reduce and control plasmatic or bad lipid levels and to help support good HDL levels. Learn more at emeraldlabs.com and use the code FOREVER to save 20% off of your order. Emerald Labs can also be found at Sprouts Vitamin Shop and other natural product stores nationwide.
Welcome back, listeners. Again, hope you're enjoying this wonderful conversation with our good friend Lee Carroll of Real Mushrooms. And again, sharing his decade after decade after decade of experience working with mushrooms and in the mushroom space to be able to educate the public and the consumers. Again, you can go to realmushrooms.com. And just for being a listener of the show, if you use the code FOREVER30, that's FOREVER30, you can save 30% off your order at realmushrooms.com. We tend to talk over the break, and I'll tell you, I was teasing Lee a little bit because I said as I was getting prepared for the show, reading what I could about it, it is a very hard thing to be able to equate and explain kind of these mechanisms. So thank you again for joining me, Lee. You're doing a wonderful job.
Oh, thanks, Kelly.
Well, let's help these people. They like what we're talking about, but now they're wondering, what's the best way of going about adding in ergo to their routine and how much ergo?
This is where the rubber meets the road, hey? I'm a big fan of consuming whole dried mushroom extracts. And Real Mushrooms has got the one-to-one style extract that includes all of the insoluble functional constituents as well as all of the insoluble ones. And before I get into the direct answer to that question, all of those disease associations with the consumption of ergothenin that we just mentioned earlier in the program, many of those hold true for just the consumption of dietary mushrooms as well. And scientists do epidemiology studies where they look at large populations, they dissect out what they eat, what their behaviors are, what drugs they take, and then they slice it all up so that they can compare those people with people that might not have those particular behaviors. So they can compare mushroom consumers with non-mushroom consumers. And there's a very, very large body of work. There's more than 8 or 9 of these big studies that involve, you know, hundreds of thousands of people that demonstrate that consuming even low levels of mushrooms, you know, like 10 to 20 grams a day, 2 or 3 days a week, have all of these incredible benefits on lifespan and, you know, supporting chronic diseases, et cetera. So I'm a really big fan of taking that knowledge and applying it to the ergothenine. So what that means is that ergothenine is best taken as a mushroom, as a dried mushroom extract. And as we were saying earlier, that the best mushroom for that currently, in terms of accessibility and affordability and palatability, is the golden oyster mushroom. And top it up with some pure ergothenine, which is made from a different type of fungi. Scientists have taken the genes out of the fungal organism and they've put them into other organisms, like a yeast, for example, and then that yeast, which is also a fungi, can make ergothenine. So many of the products on the market are just pure ergothenine, and that's fine, and it works well and it doesn't work any differently. But when you have the whole mushroom, you get all the benefits of everything else that's in the mushroom, and a very big part of that is the beta-glucans that have got all of these immunological roles, and they get fermented in the large intestine to produce short-chain fatty acids. And those short-chain fatty acids have a really significant impact on overall health. So a golden oyster mushroom product that's a whole extract, I think, is the way to go. And 5 milligrams a day is my recommendation for maintenance, health maintenance. And then if there are various issues that a patient or a person might need support with, then the dose goes up. And typically, in the clinical trials support this, doses or servings, I should say, probably around 25 to 30 milligrams a day are in the realm of direct support for particular conditions. So anywhere from 5 to 30. There is a recent study in healthy people that got 70 milligrams a day for a short period of time, and it improved their athletic performance because it supports the stress that's going on in all of the cells that generate the athletic performance, your blood vessels, your muscles, etc. So there might be cases where the doses can be higher in specific conditions. But for the average person, if they took 5 milligrams Monday to Friday for their whole life, it would be a significant insurance policy against all of those things that we talked about in later life. And it would end up being much cheaper than, you know, having a, you know, having the cost of dealing with those conditions as we get older. And it adds years to your life. It's not just about how long you live. It's how good those last years are of your life. So
definitely
profound stuff.
Oh, very profound. And I think you have to go a step further, because when we're talking about ergo, and again, a lot of different mushroom companies are out there. I mean, you have acquisition companies who are just trying to, you know, throw it out there because it's a hot topic, but people like Real Mushroom or even Namex and Jeff and Sky, and even you, this has been your craft for many, many years, not just because it's a hot topic. So I think people also need to be aware when you are shopping for a supplement, you know, there's a reason why we talk about Real Mushrooms Ergo Plus on this show.
Yeah, it's very true, Kelly. It's, you know, there's a lot, you've got to be committed to honoring the traditions from where these things come from, honoring the science and keeping it real and truthful. And there's lots of hype out there. And there's a lot of people in it just for the money. And that kind of can skew things quite significantly when it comes to label claims, you know, meeting what's in the product and the patients getting the benefit for it. And Real Mushrooms is, you know, incredibly committed to honoring those traditions and making sure that what's in the product is what's on the label, and it conforms to the sciences and how we've taken these things throughout our human history.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, even the steps, you know, extracted, because you need to get that increased bioavailability. If you're going to take something, you want to know that you are going to be able to absorb it. And then they go a step further with the third party lab testing, always making sure everything's quality and the purity is there. And, you know, the verified beta glucans, I mean, not many other companies are doing that. And a lot of them are putting in maybe grain fillers, which people don't understand. And so, you know, there's a reason why we partner with Real Mushrooms, because of that science and that, you know, passion behind it and knowing that you can incorporate these things. Now, let me ask you a question, because I've yet to try the Ergo Plus and I'm a huge fan. I take probably 6 other products with you guys that maybe I'll change up depending on season. How is it incorporating this with what you're currently taking? Should you maybe take a break off 5 Defenders, or can this be taken with 5 Defenders? What can you recommend with that, Lee?
I would take it with the 5 Defenders. Keep in mind that any mushroom product that you consume is going to deliver some ergotheanine. So if you're, you know, on the nerdy end of the spectrum, you could, you know, get the data and calculate, you know, approximately what you might be getting.
Right.
But I wouldn't worry about that, because ergotheanine is really safe, and the more you get, the better. So 5 milligrams once a day, and I often tell patients to do it just Monday to Friday, have the weekend off. That supports compliance, you know, through the long course, and the bottle counts, you know, kind of work out very well. And because of the way that ergotheanine gets taken up in the body, doesn't matter if you have a few days off, because it gets avidly taken up, and we retain it for about a month, and we only small amounts of it get excreted through the urine. So I would not stop taking any of the other products. I would see the ergo as being additive. And the oyster mushroom is not just a source of ergotheanine. There's an incredible wealth of immune-supporting data around oyster mushrooms. So the more oyster mushrooms you get, the healthier and the more robust your immune system responses are going to be. Start being curious about ergotheanine and ensure that you're getting some on a very regular basis. Eating mushrooms and having ergotheanine as a food or as a supplement, you know, is really what we need to drill into our daily lives and create habits around that.
Absolutely. Lee, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for taking the time and getting up so early in the morning so we can do the show today. It means a lot to me.
Thanks, Kelly. It's my pleasure.
Truly. All right, listeners, that does it for our show today. We've put all this great information on our weekly highlight page at foreveryoungradio.com. Or again, you can go to realmushrooms.com. And just for being a listener of the show, if you use the code FOREVER30, that's FOREVER30, you can save 30% off your order at realmushrooms.com. We'll catch you next week. I hope you have a happy and healthy week. And if you get lost along the way, foreveryoungradio.com.